Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's just you and me. I've been talking about pricing. I've been talking about pricing power. I've been talking about pricing strategy. I've been talking about gross profit strategy, about how to help you maintain, you know, the profit thing is a big deal. The gross profit thing is a big deal. That's important. But remember, there's something else that's important here for the long term, and that is the perceived value of your products and services, whatever your offerings are. And the more you discount your products or more you discount your offerings and leave them at that price, That's now the established price. That's the going price. That's what the market will bear, and you've helped to facilitate that. So how do you prevent that from happening? Well, there are a couple things you can do. Number one, if you must discount, if you must give customers a break, don't give them a break on your main product. Give them a break on shipping, or give them a break on something else. Something that's almost a throwaway. Don't give them the product. Don't give away the product. Maintain the price of your primary core offering to guard it with your life if you have to. So that's one thing you got to do. The other thing is you have to learn how to justify what your product is worth. If you're having to discount your products, your offerings, if you're feeling that kind of pressure, don't blame that on the recession now. You know, this is something I've been talking about this week a little bit. We're in a period of time where we have to be careful that of what we're blaming some inability to execute on. And so if your sales are not up, if your profits are not up, whatever might be happening, you know, for the last couple of years, we've been able to look around and get away with saying, well, you know, we're in the middle of a recession. We got the worst economic time since the Great Depression, blah, 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 right? We've been able to do that and justify it, and maybe in some cases truly justify it. But guess what, folks? We're in a period right now where you have to say, wait a minute. Is this the recession? Is this the economy? Is it the unemployment? Is it whatever? Or is it me? Is it us? Is the problem that we have right now because of the company, because of the circumstances of the economy, the marketplace, the government, whatever, is that it? Or is it because we're not executing? And one of the way, and I think you folks, you have to ask yourself, you have to look yourself in the mirror. You have to put your business in front of the mirror and turn the light on. And turn the clarifying, disinfecting light on that question. You got to ask yourself, and you got to answer it hard. You got to answer it even if it hurts, the right way. And so what may be going on is that you've been lazy because of the economy. Sometimes we get lazy about certain things. We get lazy about defending our pricing. We get lazy about defending what we believe is the value of our product. We get lazy about training customers, educating customers, showing customers how our product is worth a little bit more. Where my hamburger's worth 25 cents more than my competitors, and here's why. And then demonstrating that. And if you can't come up with a reason why, figure it out. Put something, add something in there. Find a way to make your hamburger worth what you have to charge. Because if you can't do that, if you can't make your hamburger worth what you have to charge in order to make a living, then you got a bad business model, my friends. So you either have to lower your price because you don't have the value to justify $1.50, like as we've been talking about, me using the hamburger as a metaphor. You don't have the goods to justify $1.50 for a hamburger. You can only justify $1.25. If you can't add something, make sure that hamburger is worth $1.50 in the eyes of other people, then you got to learn how to make a living at $1.25. And if you can't do that, again, you got a bad business model. And this is not on you. This is not on the economy. This is on you, my friends. as I wrote in an article recently that's going to be published this weekend, you know, tough love means never having to say you're sorry. So that's what I'm giving you here now. I'm a little bit of tough love. If you're not successful right now, if you're not able to execute, if you're not producing the kind of sales, gross profit, and general success that you want, make sure that you're not making excuses, that you're not blaming it on the economy, on the recession, on the recovery, on unemployment. Make sure that you're not using those as excuses. Turn on the light, look in the mirror, and see if it might not be you. You might be surprised. Answer it hard. It's on you. To thine own self be true. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.